Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Today, I would like to encourage you by reading the Word of God and to help you to see the will of God for your life. We're going to talk about do not despise small beginnings. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you will speak to all of us and your Holy Spirit will teach us and reveal the truth and the life of heaven, Lord. We commit this time to you and we believe, Lord, that your word will change our heart and build our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I would like to talk about do not despise small beginnings. The Bible says in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. And the seven lamps represent the eyes of the Lord that search all around the world. What I'd like to talk to you is about beginning days of your life, whether your ministry or your profession, your study or your marriage or your parenting. When David went out to face Goliath, all he had was a slingshot and five smooth stones. It looked insignificant, ordinary, and certainly nothing special. He did not go out with a sword or spear or javelin. He did not have any gun, or he did not have any very powerful weapon. But God breathed his life on him. God anointed him, and David defeated Goliath and became the king of Israel eventually. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 45 to 51 mentioned about this. David replied to the Philistine, Goliath, you come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. And as Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone. He hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only one sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that the champion was dead, they turned and ran away. Wow, my brother and sister, don't despise the days of small things. God can use the little thing you have in your hand, and he can anoint you, he can breathe life on you, and he can do great things. Don't look down on the things that look insignificant. All Moses had was an ordinary stick, something he found on the ground. Yet, when he picked up that rod and held it in the air, the Red Sea supernaturally parted. I would like to read this story to you in Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 to 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground. You see, with little stick there, insignificant piece of wood. But by the power of God, Moses was able to split the Red Sea, and the victory came. Another man in the Bible, Samson. Samson was surrounded by a huge army, and he had worse the jawbone of a donkey. In his hand, all he had, a jawbone of a donkey. But he picked up that jawbone. God breathed on him. God anointed him. God gave him grace and favor and defeated 1,000 men. Judges chapter 15, 14 to 17. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. He meant Samson. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. You see, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the anointing. We need the grace of God. It's not by might or no power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. And the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hand. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have slain 1,000 men. And so it was, when he had finished speaking, that he threw the jawbone from his hand and called that place Ramath Lehi. Don't despise the day of small things. Don't look at what you have and say, I cannot do anything great. I don't have a lot of talent. If you will use what God has given you in your hand, He will multiply it. He can use little things that you have, and then He get all the glory. The glory doesn't belong to you. He can multiply things. He will not only bring your dreams to pass, but He will do more than you can ask, imagine, and think of. Mark chapter 6, verses 38 to 43. How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they find out, they say, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. Wow, you have only 5 loaves and 2 fish, and God can multiply and do great things to what you have. This is what we learn. Do not despise the small things you have. I started the New Hope International Church when I did not know much. I did not have experience of being a pastor and preaching. I just depended on the grace and the power of God. And as I used what I had, a little knowledge, a little anointing, and I have been faithful to do the things God called me to do, God kept multiplying, adding, and increasing in my life until the church kept growing, and now we can bless many people in the world. Thank God. This principle is applied to your life, your education, your job, your profession, your finances. Be faithful. Whatever little things you have, you give to the Lord. Use it for the Lord. And you are faithful in doing the right thing according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will shower His grace and favor and anointing, and you depend on the leading and the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, cheer up. Don't be discouraged. When God calls you to do something and you know that is a dream that God gave to you, that is a calling God gave to you, go for it. Step out by faith, and God gonna use you. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much that you rejoice to see us use what you have given us, and you will bring the increase and the multiplication as we trust in you and faithful in doing what God called us to do. Thank you, Lord, that a slingshot and 5 stones are enough to bring down a giant. I believe that nothing can keep us from our destiny. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I hope you get encouragement today from the Word of God. May the Lord use you and multiply what you have. And may the Lord give you the heart of faithfulness and faith. And He will also get the glory through your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,